Today we'll talk about foraging, and it is spring. So let's get out there and see what we can get out in our spring weather. The weather's fantastic. The snow is gone, and it is time to start harvesting some of our gifts that nature has given us and our ancestors' teachings have blessed us with, because we are always thankful and we are always humbled, because we are just such small little creatures that are as equal as everybody else on this planet. And we have all the rights to live, as well as the smallest little ant and the most beautiful little butterfly. We're all here for a reason. And we're all here learning from each other. And part of that is learning about our herbal remedies and about our plants that heal and fix us and take care of us. So we're going to forage outside a little bit because the wintry foods are so heavy, because we sit and we hang out at home and we love those heavy casseroles and breads and whatnot that we eat, and the house smells so good during the winter. But now it's spring. We got to jump up, move around, and start getting some of this fresh green that's sprouting up everywhere. Well, let's get started. Chickweed. Chickweed, one of the first spring greens to pop up. It starts growing even before the snow is fully melted, very early in the spring. And that's because chickweed's not really the best in the summer heat. It's high in minerals. It's great for our spring salads. So this is actually going to boost our immune system and just help us live a little healthier. Medicinally, it helps with the skin if we have sunburn. It's good for rashes and bug bites. It's also really good for helping heal diaper rash. So you can make chickweed into a salve for diaper rash for the babies. Dry or itchy skin and disinfecting wounds. Tree sap. We know about the maple syrup. We've also talked about pine sap. There's many trees that you can tap for syrup. Nut trees like black walnut. They produce the nuts later on that you can get, but in the spring you can tap it for some sap. Other trees like linden, shagbark, ash, elm, hickory, and of course our beloved maple. Birch sap, highly medicinal. How about yarrow? You know about yarrow. It's really great for spring colds. Helps stop bleeding. Can use as a... And yarrow is abundant all over our area. Wild carrots. Early spring. As soon as you see the leaves pop up, dig down. Harvest the sweet little spring roots of wild carrots. Linden leaves. These are edible. Great in the spring. And later on in the season, coming around the summertime, you can harvest the blossoms as well to make a medicinal tea. Willow bark is traditionally harvested in the early spring, as well as making rope or fishing lines and baskets, as well as the medicinal properties that we have. Burdock. We kind of talk about burdock because burdock is best harvested in late fall of the first year of early or the early spring of the second year. So burdock is great, and it's the pickers. So we're going to harvest it late in the fall of the first year or the early spring of the second year. You can cook them. Burdock, I've used it as an oil, I've used it as a tincture, as well as for muscle aches and pains, and a blood cleanser. And these pussy willows, the leaves and the bark, those are all edible. And these are things that we're harvesting are all edible things that we can eat early in the spring that are going to kind of help us stay healthy. Some of it we can make into poultice, some of it we make into tea, and some of it we just eat on our salads. And pussy willows are really good and rich in vitamin C. Don't eat the fluffy part because that's not the part that you want to eat. We've talked about the stinging nettles many times. Those are ready. You can eat those in the spring. But they're highly nutritious. Makes a great tea. And you just got to make sure that you're really straining out very, very well because of all those little scratchy pins, basically, that irritate our skin if we touch them. Fiddleheads. Remember our fiddleheads? Our ancestors have ate fiddleheads forever. There are ferns, but they're just the tiny ferns. They're just starting to come up. They grow in wet, shady areas. Lots of these, you can actually transplant these from the woods, bring them right over to your yard. Every spring, you could have your own fiddleheads popping right up right outside your deck. And before your ferns begin to grow, you got to find them popping up, or they grew last year. Again, like I say, you can go back to the woods or maybe find them in your own yard because you've transplanted them there. And then you just harvest them before they untwirl, right? Because they come up and they're all twirled together and then they shoot straight up and they become this beautiful fern. But don't cut more than 1/3 of the shoot because then your fern isn't going to grow. Now, dandelions, excellent. Don't run those over. There's so many delicious ways that you can make dandelion wine, dandelion salad, a dandelion oil, a dandelion tincture, a tea, all excellent for you, all excellent for harvesting in the spring. Wild garlic is excellent in the spring. Garlic mustard. What about our plantain? We have lots of plantain in our garden. Plantain leaf salves are great for burns. You can cook it into like little potato chips. Eat it fresh. All excellent for your body. Ground ivy. Again, cook it. Leave it fresh as a salad. You can even make it into a little tea. Hosta shoots. Do you ever think about the hostas? We all have hostas around our yards. Everybody likes the good hosta because they come up year after year. They're hardy. They're perennials. They come back. Well, you can give hosta shoots a try. They're tightly curled. They're tiny. Again, just like our fiddleheads, we want to grab these before they unfurl, before they unwrap and turn into their big leaves. You can cook them like asparagus. Even wrap some other flavorings around them. Just put them in your salad. Violets, one of my favorites. Harvest all spring. Make a bright violet herbal vinegar or have a salad. Make a tea. Really excellent. Ramps are wild leeks. Before the tree leaves and provide full shade. And ramps too, you can actually transplant these and bring these over into your yard and cultivate these into your own backyard. And that way, when you're harvesting your own, you're letting the others survive in the woods. Because a lot of our harvesting is we got to remain true to nature and ensure that everything that we use, we're only using what we need and we're not overtaking or abusing or being greedy about nature's gifts to us, because that would not be good. Yellow dock, really big in vitamin C, calcium. Our ancestors made it to use bread. You can use it in salads. And a cooked green. Daylilies. And what about those, huh? Daylilies are fabulous. They come back. They're perennials. They come back year after year. Tasty midsummer. Early spring shoots are edible. So that's kind of some ideas of our spring harvesting. And those are things that you can eat, harvest right out of our nature. right out of your own backyard in some cases. Because we want the proactive choice of being healthy and not trying to fix yourself after we're sick. Our ancestors really made sure they exercised, rested, support, family, community, everything. It all goes into making sure that we're all healthy in one.